Yeehaw! Yip, yip, yip.
Mac triggered rounds from his skyward-aimed Yellow Boy Winchester and simultaneously dug his heels into the paint. He sent the big horse plowing straight toward the knot of longhorns grazing in the shadow-edged moonlight.
Yeehaw! Yip, yip!
From the back of his own horse, Roman Bradley fired off a Henry repeater as he, too, charged the small herd. As one, the nearest cattle wheeled in panic and bolted straight into the mass of other animals behind them. Equally startled, and now suddenly being crowded and slammed by the rush of their own kind, those cows also turned and began to run. In a matter of seconds, the whole bunch was racing blindly, frantically, aimed haphazardly on a course that would take them back out of the grassy gap between two high rounded shoulders of rock where they had been bedded down for the night. And directly in their path, seated in a loose circle around a small campfire, leisurely swigging cups of whiskey-laced coffee, sat the four rustlers who had sneaked the cattle out of the main rafter bee herd before hoorahing the rest into a stampede. Suddenly, the tables had been turned, and the four found themselves forced to deal with another stampede, this one barreling directly toward them with no room or time to get out of the way. Nearly four dozen head of cattle flowed ahead of Mac and Roman like a bawling, rumbling wave.
Let's go.
The two riders urged them into a frenzied, full-out run. The wave poured over the campsite, and the four rustlers caught there had practically no chance to escape. The horses picketed close by tore free from their restraints and fled out of reach ahead of the onrushing cattle. One of the rustlers fell under the pounding, grinding hooves. He disappeared in the cloud of dust that boiled around the charging animals. The other three wide loopers were a little better at running for their lives. One, carrying a big rifle, made it to some rocks on the left side of the camp. He scrambled up with horn tips scraping his boot heels. Once above the tramplers, he twisted around with his rifle half raised and looked for the cause of the stampede. Mac quickly reined up the paint and raised his Winchester. Just as the eyes of the rustler fell on him, Mac stroked the Winchester's trigger. His bullet struck true, slamming into the man's chest even as he was attempting to bring the sharps to his shoulder. He fell back against the rocks, then twisted slightly to one side. He dropped forward to fall under the last of the cattle rushing through the gap. The remaining two rustlers also made it to the rocks. One of them got severely gored in the process, however, and the amount of blood pumping from the ragged gash in his stomach didn't signal much hope for survival. Ascending to a ledge just above the gored man, the last of the thieves crouched with a drawn pistol. Like the rifleman, he began peering intently through the billowing dust, looking for the cause of the stampede. He found part of it, but too late. When the man's eyes locked on Roman, the latter already had his Henry snug to his shoulder and was drawing a bead. The pistolier was knocked clean off his feet, toppling into a lifeless heap.